How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
If you have swollen legs, painful varicose veins, or unsightly spider veins, you may have vein disease, a medical condition that will get worse over time. So don't trust your legs to just any doctor. Trust the vein specialist at Chicago Vein Institute for excellence, experience, and education. They're offering a free vein screening on Thursday, December 10th. Call 888-810-7527 to schedule your free vein screening. That's 888-810-7527 or visit chicagoveininstitute.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS, or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS number 1171064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Bears lose to the Broncos. Get a full recap of the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Packers on Thanksgiving night on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
Smaller area. That's one thing. You know, it's football. I mean, they're the number one defense in the league, and they're the number one defense in the league for a reason. But we took our shots, and unfortunately, it wasn't enough today.
That was Bears lineman Kyle Long talking about the Bears' problems in the red zone after yesterday's 17-15 loss to Denver. Head coach John Fox announced today that the Bears have waived quarterback Jimmy Clausen and promoted David Fales to the active roster. Fox said another team was interested in Fales, which prompted that move. Fox also said Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, and Pernell McPhee all would have been limited had the Bears practiced today. Eddie Royal, Kadeem Carey, and Antrel Roll would not have participated. Fox also revealed that tight end Martellus Bennett suffered a rib injury yesterday. Quick turnaround now for the Bears as they get ready for Green Bay on Thursday night. Elsewhere in the NFC North, the Packers are back in first place after they beat Minnesota. Both teams now atop of the division at 7-3. Meanwhile, Brock Osweiler will start again for the Broncos on Sunday, according to NFL.com's Ian Rappaport. Buffalo and New England play tonight on Monday Night Football. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score after Illinois basketball. To the hard court, where Derrick Rose hopes to be back in action tomorrow night when the Bulls take on the Trailblazers in Portland. Rose has been sidelined with an ankle injury for almost a week. Kyle Busch won his first career Sprint Cup title Sunday at Homestead, Miami, just 9 months after he crashed into a concrete wall and broke his right leg and left foot. Jeff Gordon finished sixth in what he says was his final race. And in college football, ESPN is reporting that LSU and football coach Les Miles are likely to part ways, saying boosters have already agreed to pay the $15 to $20 million needed to buy out Miles and his staff. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Bears Mondays on The Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is the end. Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
This is the end in its rightful place at the end of the show and the end of the first quarter. I was creeped out for a moment by the referee yesterday. Thank you, Julie DeCaro. She had the updates for you. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Brett Lyons. Manslab, the finest nickname I think maybe ever given at this station. This is coming from a guy named Meatpants, but Manslab is just freaking...
Meatpants, not too bad.
I think that was mine. I think I'll claim Manslab.
And yes. I know where Meatpants came from.
Yeah? You did? Yeah, sure.
No, it didn't.
It was the both of you.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to say it came from me.
I think it was you, right?
Yeah, it was back in the cruel years when I was just a child and I was being robbed constantly.
Is that a Mike of the Mechanic song?
The cruel years.
In the cruel years.
Yeah,
when we die.
No. You got a guy in here that can testify to these. I've had these severe issues for years.
Oh, yeah. And you're not cruel
anymore.
Goes
back
anymore.
Even further than you do.
I can testify to that. Yes. I've seen it. I've seen it all develop.
Did you get any dissenting opinion today?
I got a whole bunch of credits
to do. He's not done yet.
Okay. All right. I got a Bears thing for you.
Good. I like the Bears things.
Why do I talk about Bears?
You don't talk about
the Bears, do you?
Big Cat Williams joined the show. Hub Arkish joined the show. Dan Durkin did as well. Thank you to Kevin Zipak for his help. Thank you to Brian Gertsch, who handled the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Rodney Harrison, Antro Roll, and Adam Kramer tomorrow. Let me say it again, Rodney Harrison. All three of those guys will be on the show tomorrow. Wait, Pompey and Boris go back further than me and Boris. So Sports Fire days.
Oh,
right?
we go way back before that, I think.
Early 1900s.
Yeah, we go way back. We once sat and drank with Bill Hickok. What?
Why
I think
Bill
we go back further than the 90s. We did sports for in the 90s, but we've known each other for about 30 years, I think.
Yeah, we had some good times on the road back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day when I was a
young frisky Terry Boris.
Stories, please.
Whoa.
Someday.
That's someday.
I always loved when Terry was in the press box with me. A lot of times we were covering the Cubs or the White Sox or different things, and we would have a lot of laughs back in the press box in those days. Terry was very entertaining, and then he started sports talk radio.
Think now of the lawsuits that would be incurred by just what was then typical press room behavior and banter. I could only imagine. I mean, I remember some of it myself, and being a part of some of it myself. But in the Wild West days, geez, I mean, some of the what was passed off as playful. Screwing around.
Oh, yeah. Now it's jail time.
Exactly.
Now it's jail.
Or the Lions call and try to get you fired from the team.
That too.
Woo! Good on Valenti for just blowing it all up and going in as hard as he went.
And good on his bosses for having his back.
CBS did absolutely the right thing in that.
What did you want to say about the Bears?
The Bears.
What did you want to say?
I have yet to hear anybody dissent from the conventional wisdom that we all seem to have on the John Fox decision. We're all in agreement on this.
Like one?
Well,
going for it on fourth down with 10 minutes to go.
Yes,
or the bad 2-point conversion.
But that was a check. I can't be mad at Fox for that. But if that's a check that Grassou missed a call. But look, we're all seem to believe that, especially after the fact, the logic just doesn't hold up. That you can understand in the moment him thinking, boy, this is our last chance. We're probably not going to get back there. But then when you do actually get back there, it obviates the reasoning.
I can't even understand him thinking that, actually. Because, I mean, how far back do you need to get? I mean, to really have a shot to get in there. You know, he's thinking that close. Dan Pompey was the only one who thought it gave me a little bit of a window in it. Because at the time, I absolutely thought it was a terrible decision.
Well, and I say I would have gone for the field goal as well. However, here's what I understand. First of all, I think it was a game in which you probably needed to step out and take a risk against a superior opponent if you thought you were going to win. So
you said that before the game.
Yes,
I heard you say that before the game.
And he did it in that situation. I thought the fatal flaw was believing that you had enough firepower to make that play on fourth down, given your lack of wide receivers. You know, you put too much faith in Jay Cutler and Jay Bellamy or whoever was going to be catching the pass. I mean, you can't do that against Taquib Tlaib and Chris Harris. It just it wasn't going to work. So I thought in that situation you should have kicked the field
goal. See, we give him, here's the thing, though. This is why I won't probably do it, because we give him grief for being conservative and being stupid and not doing the obvious thing. And then when he does step out, we don't like that either. I mean, we give him grief for a lot of things.
Well, we only like it
when
it works. We don't like it when it doesn't work.
You know what I mean? We give him grief if come on. Of course you got to go for it. Of course you got to go for it.
There's also the assumption. But I don't buy that, Terry, because a coach has to choose both at some point. Sometimes you have to be aggressive.
But he's a coach that went way too conservative, I think, that we wonder, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're randomly and arbitrarily.
No, but I don't think it was random and arbitrary. I think what Dan said is correct. I think that's what he thinks.
You know, if he had been aggressive and then not aggressive yesterday, I'd be praising. Isn't it? So it's like you got to be both. You got to know when to do both.
We just make so many assumptions about what then we're assuming
that the game would be the same.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
That.
The butterfly effect that we have, you know, going back in the past like that, and assuming that everything plays out the same way. There's not a chance it plays out the same way.
By the way, the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Free over the holiday weekend. The Wolves are home. And all that being said, if Jay Cutler runs the ball, he might score on that
pass. That's correct.
You know what?
I kind of looked at it though.
Kid and I said, "Oh, he should have run it, he would have made it." I said, "Nah, they were closing fast, and that's those are some angry people, and they were tackling well all day. They were not giving up extra yards on the ground all day."
Especially when TJ Ward use his helmet as an added weapon.
Apparently,
that's fine. Here's what I said. He might not have got in, but I think his chances of running were better than his chances of throwing to a covered wide receiver, or covered Langford.
Right, yeah, Langford tried to pop it over the top to Langford. Yeah.
See, but I think he genuinely did want to run. He wasn't setting up that pass. He was just, it looked like he was caught in between. His clock is going off in his head as he realizes he's close to the line of scrimmage and he sees the guy coming over. He was not just trying to fake a run to set up a pass. He was about to go, I thought. And then just thought, oh, well, screw it. Let's just try this.
You know, last week I gave Shane McClellan a little bit of love for the
What about now?
series. What planet was he on?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that Demaryius touchdown is the coverage has got to be on him principally, right? I mean, not dropping to deep middle. He was nowhere. If you watch the play, he's in no man's land. He's like 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage doing nothing while Demaryius is wide open behind him. But, you know, Doug wanted him to be a middle linebacker. So I've attached Shea's success to the spirit of Doug Buffon, but
don't
I'm sorry.
Don't do that to Doug Buffon. It's not nice.
I'm sorry, Doug. But all those linebackers were bad yesterday.
Well, I mean, they were, and you could see that Denver are much faster, much better, and all the other things on defense that the Bears aren't just yet. But, I mean, again, they're right there, though, with this team. With this, when you're, you know, all you need, I think, a healthy Alshon Jeffery, you win that game.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and I don't know if he got hurt in the game or if he got hurt in practice again or what the hell.
Somebody
he did.
Make a play in an end zone. I mean, they don't have anybody what's the problem in the red zone? The problem in the red zone is you don't have that guy who's going to put his hand in the air and say, "Get it over here." And you know, Martellus also he made a play on the ball late that looked odd, where he kind of tried to go through a defender his leverage was in the other direction. And
let an out go right through his hands on the sideline.
And Langford, that's a touchdown if he spots it and moves his body correctly early. The over the safety help, when he leaned back and tried to reach for it, had he stopped and turned, I think he's got it.
You know, the other thing you need in the red zone is you need to have your quarterback having confidence in his wide receivers or his receivers, whoever they are. And how could he have confidence in these guys? Hasn't even worked with most of them very much. And it's tough for, you know, Cutler's got to sit there saying, "Should I throw it? Should I run it?" You could see the indecision in him, and it makes sense.
And Wilson had one in his hands that he probably should have kept in, you know, and it just, you can't have it bounce off your hands. That's your chance. That's your red zone opportunity. You make a play.
For whatever reason, Martellus is the same size. He's bigger than Chubb, but he hasn't have that blackout thing going on for himself. He does not have that part of his game that you can look for him in the end zone and say, okay, there's the big guy, I'll just get it to you. They never do.
That post up?
Yeah, nothing.
You think he of him as that option, but you know, even last year he'd be out there as an option, but they didn't go to him a ton.
Yeah, I don't know if he can do it.
The truth is, in basketball, he was a two guard.
Was he?
Yeah, as a face the basket.
I don't know if he can do it.
Score. He was not a post up player.
I mean, those guys are so fast, though. It just is very difficult to do.
I talked to him about this because I said you were listed as a forward. He's like, no. He said when I tried out for the Spurs, he said I tried out as a perimeter player. I was a shooter. I said I don't know if I buy that. He insisted.
Speaking of hoops for a moment, it's now 15 in a row for Golden State. Did you see somebody did the math? Let's say they keep winning and number 33, which is the Lakers' record, that would be on Christmas Day against Cleveland and LeBron. That would be them going for 33. Don't you want that to happen now? That'd be them going for the all-time record.
We discussed it the other day. I think it's insane to really go out of your way to win, keep winning like that. I do. I just don't think the end of it is worth it.
Yeah, I mean, the Bulls without Rose hung right with him for a nice long time. And then
they come and get you when they want to get you.
Yeah, when they're ready, they're like, okay, now's time. Now's the time.
I would look at that streak as a byproduct of being an all-time great team, but not as a goal in and of itself.
Yeah.
If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But don't budget your human resources in a way that has to matter to you.
But they're young enough and good enough that they might just blow some people out and get rest that way, and they don't need to get rest from game to game.
Yeah, they don't hold leads, though, sometimes.
That's true.
You know?
They come back a lot, too.
They do. It's
volatile.
Number of possessions. That's why Bulls fans have to get used to the Bulls being like that, where right. A 9-point lead now is more like a 4-point lead.
Terry, you were around the NBA for so long.
Yeah.
How much more difficult is it for a West Coast team to have that kind of sustained consistency than it is for a Midwest team, for instance, to do the same thing?
Much more. I think much more. I mean, they will make anything. Anytime you're traveling east, you're in trouble, and they have a lot of it. They have a lot of it, so I think it's much more difficult. I mean, the Bulls, you know, I don't think the West was quite as treacherous when the Bulls were winning 72 games. I mean, the West is treacherous. I mean, just staying out there and playing right. In your conference, there's so many teams that just are really, really good that's trouble, and then let alone the travel. And I mean, it'll get them, obviously. Wait a second.
Phoenix was good. Utah was good. The Lakers were good. The Sonics were good.
We're talking about
best of all time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Some of those teams, they weren't
that good, not to that level.
Could slow down, even when Denver was playing wide open. You know, Dallas had some really good teams in there, too, but you could just grab people.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
If they want to run, you just grab their shorts, and it's not a foul.
That's what you
can
do.
By the way, this from Chris Mortensen on Twitter, according to Broncos sources, Brock Osweiler will start another game against the Patriots this week. Which I think is gives them a better chance to win, and they can go ahead and say it's still injury and not have to face the truth anytime.
Oh, they know the truth.
They know the truth.
They know the truth.
At some point, Terry, they're going to have to say it out loud to people, but they don't. Let me ask you guys this though:
What happens when Osweiler gets sacked 10 times next week and the Broncos lose by
Trevor
25
Siemian,
points?
Baby?
Then they don't have to say it. Then they can bring Peyton back, and they don't have to say the truth. That Peyton stinks and they don't want to play him.
This is the unfortunate situation of the aging great quarterback.
You see, he wants to play again next year, even if it's not in Denver.
He wants to play again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone wants to see that, do
we? No.
As much, you know, I think the guy's maybe the best ever, but I think, you know, I want that image in my mind.
Elsewhere. Where's the best ever still playing in New England?
He could be.
Yeah.
He's on TV tonight.
That's a good question, yeah. We could have a good debate there.
Where would Peyton go? The Rams with that defense?
In L.A.?
Yeah. It'd be flashy. Probably the Jets, because every old quarterback goes to the
Jets. You know
what?
I find it hard because people will look at that tape. Look at that tape. Who wants it?
Well, here.
Who really wants it? I'll tell you this.
He would definitely get a job because look what's out there. Look at the starting quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Case Keenum started a game yesterday.
Yes, he did, and got walloped.
You know what? That was an absolute league embarrassment. I don't want to hear it ever again. I don't want to hear about your fail-safes. I don't want to hear about how much you care about players, about your objective spotters, about your independent neurologist. What happened in that game, I'm sorry. That exposed all of it.
Which? In the Rams game?
When he got knocked out, he was out. He stood up. He sat down. Somebody came over to him.
He stayed in for a little while.
And he was hurt before then, too. He stayed in that. And then after the game, diagnosed with a concussion. This is, if the league really did care, you've got a whole bunch of people facing discipline on this, because that is screaming out for a potential second impact syndrome where he's dead on the field.
You know they don't really care.
Of course not. But they just want
to come across.
But
like
I want to know: did the independent spotter buzz somebody and it was ignored? If Jeff Fisher, he said, "I didn't see it."
Jeff Fisher.
Why didn't you see it?
Six winning seasons. He's guaranteed another losing season. Six winning seasons in 21 years for Jeff Fisher. And you keep a job.
I can't. Everybody loves him, but I don't get it.
I mean, you look at the results. How does it possibly make sense?
Well, I think some of it is you look at the quarterbacks that he's had, too.
But he doesn't prioritize the position, right?
Well, you know, I mean, he'd prioritize it if he had a chance to draft Peyton Manning or if he had a chance at a great one. You know, he hasn't really had those chances, though. So, and he did go out and trade for Bulls this season.
Yeah, less Snead. Oh, well. this shift change, by the way, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Free over the holiday weekend. The Wolves are home. All right, we took your John Fox, so you don't have a John Fox.
Thank you.
To kick around anymore. Although it's available. You can play it back if you want.
Yeah, well, testy man. I certainly want to hear what so John testy. Fox says. I hang on every word.
As you should.
Oh, my God.
So much information and so much respect for the process going on there.
Yes, I do.
No, I guess we're used to it now. He really just doesn't give a damn. No. Does not care about any of that stuff. No. And we're seeing the scouting report on John Fox is really proving to be true.
It's true.
That Monday through Saturday,
terrific coach.
You can't do any better. And that anything that's a downside to him shows up on game day.
All right, man, have a good time. Have a good show. Matt Bowen, Zach, things.
Things, stuff. It's Bears Monday.
Yes,
calls.
Yes,
and real Bears Monday,
voices,
I believe.
An actual Bears Monday.
Yeah, I think so, Terry. I think people have thoughts on this one because they started to get a little invested last week.
I think they did. Yeah. More so than I've seen the entire season. Mm. More so than I've seen. Dan Pompey. You're a Hall of Famer, and I'm not, so just remember that as you do.
You're a Hall of Famer in my book.
I would say not the football Hall of Famer, in some Hall of Famer, I'm sure.
All right, man, have a good show. Dan,
Mokina Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
All right, Spiegel and Goff back tomorrow. Stick around for B&B. Have a good day, everybody.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It would seem at this point in the history of the planet that every possible excuse athletes, coaches, and fans can come up with to explain away a loss has been voiced already. Not so. Washington defensive end Jason Hatcher came up with a new one Sunday to explain his team's 44-16 loss to the Carolina Panthers, the team's nickname. According to Hatcher, officials are out to get the Washington Dan Snyders because of the team's offensive racist nickname. Hatcher was convinced that an official flagged teammate Chris Culver for a helmet-to-helmet hit to wipe out a 75-yard interception return because he's offended by the team's name. No doubt the official looked at Culver's helmet, felt revulsion, and threw the flag. There is a solution to Hatcher's problem. Gather up your teammates and tell the owner to change the name. Problem solved. I'm John Feinstein.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect and Skokie starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Must be 21. To enter and present to win.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings Reputation.
If you have swollen legs, painful varicose veins, or unsightly spider veins, you may have vein disease, a medical condition that will get worse over time. So don't trust your legs to just any doctor. Trust the vein specialist at Chicago Vein Institute for excellence, experience, and education. They're offering a free vein screening on Thursday, December 10th. Call 888-810-7527 to schedule your free vein screening. That's 888-810-7527 or visit ChicagoVeinInstitute.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave.
I want the brightest house on the block this holiday.
Well, you're in the right place because your neighborhood ace can help make it happen with a wide selection of the best and brightest holiday lights and decorations. We're talking traffic stopping, head turning.
Neighbor topping?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry into Ace, your holiday connection for the right lights, including a 300-count Celebrations brand mini light set for $4.99 after $4 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Offer valid November 25th through 29th at participating stores. Store stock only. Limit 2. See store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping on someone's back. Dull. Sure. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Trey Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen joins us at 2. Eliminated.
And
oh, boy.
Zach Zaidman at some point will give us the latest on
Nut-womped.
Everything. Yeah, yar. Yeah,
oh, boy.
Yeah, that's like, sorry.
Mixmaster.
Sorry,
they,
coach.
And they also beat the crap out of him, too, when they were done with the team.
They just pummeled him. Yep.
Beat the crap out of Bowen, too, and his pumpkins.
And we got some calls out there, too, for some surprises, as we do on Bears Mondays. But Bears Mondays are all about you, because that's what it is. And like you say, there was clearly a rekindling of interest.
There was a
bit of buzz
honest
going on. I had it. I share it. I figured that let's fake this for another week, right? And,
yeah,
you know, listening to the pregame and hearing what everybody was saying, it was clearly in the air.
Now, I'm telling you, I had like six times I was stopped in and asked about the Bears. I mean, do you know how many times I've been this entire season? None.
Yeah.
Never asked a question
same
about
deal.
The Bears.
I walked in the locker room of the gym today. Hey, so is the dream dead? Is the dream
the
over?
Guy's naked, of course.
Yeah. I got in trouble. They heard me when I was making fun of Olin and Big Cat and talking about the guys doing aerobics.
Yeah.
So every time I say, yeah, I show up at the gym to do water aerobics, and the guy he comes up to me. He goes, I heard you're making fun of me. I said, what? He said, my kid was listening. He said, you're making fun of the old guys doing water aerobics. So he calls me and he goes, Dad, he's got to be talking about you. So he's all salty now. And now he's like, he goes, you stand there, you take one of these classes and you do the same exercise that I do. We'll see if you can outlast me in the water aerobics. I said, no, thank you. I'm really not interested.
Oh, soak your newts. Leave me alone, right. Dude.
Right. But it was there.
There was just something here today. Yeah, it was very weird for me all of a sudden that I kept, think something else. No, Bears. What do you think of the Bears? And I said, what do you think of the Bears? And then that's the mistake always, but I listen
don't
anyway.
Don't ask that. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen. Live streaming 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. Follow me at Dan_Bernstein. You can go to boersandbernstein.com for all kinds of cool stuff. And if you're away from a radio or a computer, you must download the radio.com app, and then the show stays with you via your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
Talking about what's that? Martin Luther King, wasn't it? Don't look at the top of the stairwell. Just take the next step. Fall in the mud looking at the moon. Okay? You know what I mean? We gotta do this.
What? Was he hitting the head too? Was there protocol taken on him?
What was that?
Martin Luther King did it at night.
Is he right? Are those Martin Luther King quotes, or is that from his book of Martin Luther King quotes that he made up?
I think that's the other book. I don't remember that, but it could be.
The way we thought about it there, the way, going off with Tony and I. Tony, I refer to Tony some, but.
Dude, always be there. Never leave. Please, Jim. You must never leave. You're too great.
I love Matt Abaticola, and he is our answer to Dale Jr. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Omar Bolden is the return man. Has a touchdown this season, 83 yards.
83.
I knew it a minute I heard
it. But coming. It was so nice to have a professional broadcast.
It's great.
To actually have guys who knew who most of the players were.
Well, most of them. If you know most of them, we're happy.
Thoughts and ideas, and we're watching the same game we were watching. It shouldn't be a luxury to have a competent, entertaining, informative professional broadcaster.
Unfortunately, it is.
Yes.
Scoreboard update.
Hello, a little past 1:30, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update.
I saw you on television over the weekend.
Oh, I looked warm, didn't I?
Yeah, you're busy. You're working all weekend doing something. Have you slept?
No. And I have a child at home, too.
And it's not even yours.
No, that's a problem. Get my checkbook out. Wait a minute. It was down in Marist. It was nice and cold. At least the field looked nice compared to some Snow Bowl games like the one that Mr. Bowen had on Saturday.
That's a busy weekend.
He had a Snow Bowl game, all right.
Yep. Yeah, he had two losses this year. Same team. First week of the season, last week of the season. Mm-hmm. Not good.
And you know, they played in the middle. They beat him then, too.
That's right. guys snuck right in there like ninjas and just took care of him.
It's clutch. Next thing you know, I'll be falling off a stage.
Well, you know, Dan, to your point, we just tried to bring a professional broadcast to high school football as best we can.
Yeah, you know your stuff, man. When you're running through these schedules and you're saying, oh, that's a good win, that's a tough one, and I'm thinking, God, how do you know all that stuff?
I read a lot. I don't know. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to do it again Friday and Saturday, 5A, 6A for me on Saturday morning, and Hub's doing 7A and 8A. Hub's going to be doing the 7A and 8A games with Dave Bernhardt. Yeah.
Big time.
He's going to have some good games, too, so it'll be fun.
Mr. Bigfoot.
It's horny, Hub.
Nice. Yeah.
Wait for the cheerleaders.
Keep out of there.
No. Go upstairs. Stay up in the booth. All right,
the only games I pay to go to are high school football games.
Wow.
Ronda looks for like...
He's the best. All right. The Bears lost. All the talk is about John Fox and his decision-making, and it starts with electing to go for it on fourth and goal early in the fourth instead of taking the points. Take the points!
Well, I think we haven't been very successful down there. We kept going down and getting threes, and who knows, maybe we should have gone for it on fourth down the other times. Again, you got to make those trips against that kind of defense. You got to score points.
Fox on this morning with News Radio.
No. No, John, no.
Well, they're all fourth downs. And...
No.
Yeah. News Radio 780, 105.9 FM this morning. Bears made a significant move today. Jimmy Clausen done. He's cut by the Bears, and David Fales is your new backup quarterback. Get ready for the Packers coming up Thanksgiving
Why
night.
Why now?
I don't know. Apparently, as we heard from Adam Johns on Twitter, he said apparently there's some interest in Fales and they wanted to hang on to him. So
there was specifically a team that was interested in Fales. They could keep him.
All right.
Okay. I mean, are you upset over Jimmy Clausen being gone?
Not a bit.
All right, well, then what are you even complaining for?
Celebration begins immediately.
Why are you interrupting this man's update?
Who cares?
Bothering.
Doesn't matter. The Bulls and
who cares?
Bulls and Blackhawks are off today. Bulls are going to be in Portland Tuesday. Blackhawks are in San Jose on Wednesday. College hoops tonight. Illinois hosting Chicago State. We'll have that for you at 6:30 right here on The Score. And then that will be followed by Monday Night Football with professional broadcasters, the Bills and the Patriots, joined in progress. Going on right now, DePaul basketball leading Norfolk State 38-31. They just started the second half down in the Virgin Islands. And Dave Roberts expected to be named your manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on right now. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
But Terry, I think you said it correctly. When even as we micromanage this particular game and look at this play or that play, the fact was that you're rolling up some yards against a really nasty defense, and you have bums on the field. You've got a quarterback. You've got a rookie who finally looks like a rookie. Again, a patched-together offensive line with some guys who are cast-offs
there. And some guys who just aren't blocking anybody, for the love of God.
There's cast-offs all over the field, and your wide receivers, the fact that you were able to even do that is unbelievable. And you could have won.
Yeah, that's what I think. I I'm not going to yell at him for doing these other silly things and then say, well, I don't want him to do that either. I mean, what do you want him to do? It's always, well, he's doing the easy thing, take the three. You know what? If I'm coaching a team, I'm not sure they're getting back down there either. How can I be sure of that with that offense?
And the fact that they did later makes it look bad in hindsight.
It
screws up the logic of it, but the fact is you don't know what would have happened and what wouldn't have happened, and that's why he's thinking what he's thinking at the time. And it looks really stupid now, but when it was happening, those were like the exact words. I said he must be thinking that in his judgment, this is the last best chance, even with this much time left.
Yeah, make a game of it right now. I mean, I would, if I'm watching that offense play that defense, I'm not really happy about that because they're quicker and they're better just about every position on the field, like 11-11, and you don't have anybody to really get the ball to. You can get the ball to guys who cover. Marquise Wilson breaks free once in a while and gets something, but everybody else is covered up. They're just covered up. Even Zach, for the love of God, where are you? What, did he get one catch yesterday? I mean, it's like, and Martellus wasn't open
that,
either.
Even the catch that he made was almost a pick. Yeah. Like, right through the guy's hands.
Right through the guy's hands. And Martellus wasn't, you know, I mean, what do you want them to do? I mean, you get down there and you say, all right, let's go for it now. Let's get it.
You got Josh Bellamy, Marquise Wilson, and Cameron Meredith. Not a single one of those guys is going to beat his guy. You can catch him in a coverage. You can beat him on a blitz. But if you're really asking, you're doing red zone stuff there. You're talking about a guy who is lined up right on his nose in his grill and saying, go beat that guy. It's not happening.
It's neat about knowing your opponent, knowing they didn't catch him in much of anything, did they? They didn't catch him in much of anything and say, yeah, we caught you. We got you there. Yeah, where was that gotcha moment?
Well, there were a couple busted coverages where they had guys open deep
and
Cutler throws it to a place where a guy has to come back and make a catch and can't run with it and score.
Yeah. But I understand that I'm not gonna kick him around for being conservative, which he generally is. And then when he says, "All right, here we are, we're down here again. Let's go for it." And I mean, it was an awful play. It was an awful thing. But I mean, I'm not going to at the time. I'll take my emotions at the time. We're good. Go for it. Get it. See if you can get it. I mean, enough of this. See if you can get it, because I wasn't sure they were going to get back down there with that offense. I mean, you're throwing in the windows like this big. I mean, you had no. I mean,
and
you're
those
really,
running plays were getting nothing. Oh, those little counters, well, those like little leads.
Would they have 50 yards rushing or something total? I mean, getting, they had nothing.
And Kidpur, I told you about Kadeem Carey, that guy was just running into damage every time.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he's getting exploded. I mean, he runs hard.
I mean, he runs hard, but I don't know if he knows where he's going.
He takes such abuse all the time.
I don't know if he knows where he's going, though. Well, he's like straight ahead, and then I don't see another. He's like down.
Yeah, his vision's not great.
I just, when you're looking at that offense, that's why it's so important. And I don't know if Alshon just like walks in his groin pulls or whatever. I just don't know what it is. I know this, that if you look around the NFL, the guys that make the plays are the bigger guys. Other than Antonio Brown, that guy doesn't make any difference. See, I don't care who's covering him. The whole team is covering. I'll guarantee he's open somewhere. But if you watch them play, you tell me who was open for the Bears all day long, and you say, well, that guy was open. No, they weren't.
Well, that was my response. Or someone says, well, what's the problem in the red zone? Nobody's open.
Nobody's open. What do you want him to do?
He's Boers. I'm Bursting.
He wanted to take that step and run, but they're too fast.
Top of the hour, Matt Bowen joins us. Keep it here. You got the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. On day to day, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. Wall-to-wall sports action, world-famous wings, and countless taps. Give them a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online, and even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave.
I want the brightest house on the block this holiday.
Well, you're in the right place, because your neighborhood Ace can help make it happen. With a wide selection of the best and brightest holiday lights and decorations. We're talking traffic-stopping, head-turning.
Neighbor-topping?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry into Ace, your holiday connection for the right lights, including a 300-count Celebrations brand mini light set for $4.99 after $4 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Offer valid November 25th through 29th at participating stores. Store stock only. Limit 2. See store for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine. And that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
If you have swollen legs, painful varicose veins, or unsightly spider veins, you may have vein disease, a medical condition that will get worse over time. So don't trust your legs to just any doctor. Trust the vein specialist at Chicago Vein Institute for excellence, experience, and education. They're offering a free vein screening on Thursday, December 10th. Call 888-810-7527 to schedule your free vein screening. That's 888-810-7527 or visit chicagoveininstitute.com.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, veterans. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I want to talk to you about your mortgage options as a veteran. Here's what you can do. You can take up to 100% cash out of your home because you're a veteran. You'll never pay monthly mortgage insurance because you're a veteran. And you can buy a house with no money down. You get it, because you're a veteran. Call me today at 888-59-LOANS and learn your options. There are little to no closing costs to refinance with HLP Mortgage. If you believe you're paying too much with your current mortgage, if you're paying monthly PMI, if you're struggling with bills and other payments that you would like to eliminate before the holidays, then call today. The number again is 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. And remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 117-1064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobetis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobetis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobetis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Stone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, we're missing some guys. It's kind of, I mean, that's nothing new. We've had guys in and out of the lineup all year long. I thought, JB and I think Hugh stepped in there, had a heck of a day for us. We tried to use the tight ends a little bit more. So, when we get them back, I mean, it'd be great.
Translate that, and that is, you're seeing the same stuff, and yes, my receivers are awful, and I'm doing the best I can. I mean, this, I don't know what you ask of this guy so far this year. Behind any countless combinations of offensive lines, he's had his hands in the crack of three different centers, and he's throwing to guys you've never heard of.
And there's only one in a game.
you never will have heard of again with this. And you know, the pick yesterday, I saw what he saw, and it just wasn't there. It was, that guy's too damn fast, had too much closing speed. It wasn't there. And you could tell what he saw, and I'm sure as soon as it left his hand, he knew. The other one was a fumble, not a pick. And even though I was screaming, I said, that's not a pick. It's a fumble. It's knocked out of his hand. The fact that he batted it forward after does not constitute a pass. But I don't know what you want Cutler to do at this point.
No, the guy swooped around the corner so fast. I mean, he didn't even have a chance to, like, even sense that somebody was getting there. You know, it's like there's a guy standing there. All of a sudden, he's there. So, no, You know, I know that there was a lot of talk. Well, that's the same old Jay Cutler. You know, not really. I mean, it is in one sense, but in another sense, it isn't, because the situation is different when there are very few quarterbacks, I believe, in the NFL that could operate any better under the circumstances given to them. I mean, you give them that receiving core against that defense, and you tell me in that rush how you think they're going to do. I mean, every quarterback,
with no
run game. Every quarterback, no matter how good they are or how bad they are, when you watch them, you know there are certain guys that they go to, certain guys they like. He's looking around yesterday. There's not one of them that I say, oh, yeah, you missed him, or you didn't have him, or you should have had him. Or
how many plays is he also slithering around in that pocket, climbing the pocket, slipping and sliding, just to give himself a possible launch point?
Yep.
Even if it's not going to result in a throw, then what he's got to do to stay alive in there, and it sounds weird because of the interception, but that, to me, was one of his more impressive performances all year.
Yeah. I think given everything that happened, and the fact that once again, I mean, you're getting at a point now in this season where all of a sudden, and maybe they didn't after all, maybe it didn't mean that. I don't think anybody thought much of the Bears' chances to do anything this season, so everybody kind of thought, well, you know, it's just kind of a growth year for some. Hopefully some of the young players are good, and many of them seem like they're going to be okay. I mean, hopefully for that. But if you're looking at it now like you've been looking at these last 5 weeks or something of Bears football, you realize – They're not oodles and oodles away. They're just, you know.
Or oodles of noodles away.
Oodles and noodles away. They're just kind of like on the fringe of it. Better than I thought they were. But that's basically when they had the one guy who could catch. I mean, that one guy who can catch makes such a difference. Because even if you get that one guy that can catch, everybody starts paying attention to him that's back there. They all, and if he's good, then one of these columns is actually going to be open. Yeah.
Then your tight end is open when they're playing two over on that side over that guy. But he's got to get out of the tub.
I know.
You've got to play.
Do we know if he got hurt in the game or in practice again?
Unconfirmed.
Because he came with a groin.
And then it was a shoulder. It was groin, and then he was okay to play. And here's Pernell McPhee on one damn leg. He's like Joakim Noah out there. And McPhee, I'm fine. He's not fine. He probably has arthroscopic surgery the moment the season ends. That they get him, I bet you that they get him to the end of the season, they maintain, and as soon as they're done, he's getting that thing cleaned out, just like he got the other knee cleaned out twice.
Yeah, you don't have any, you have an unproven first pick of the draft. I don't know if you could live on that. The Bears don't know if they can live on that. So Elshon kind of has them, I think, a little bit here. I mean, depending
on whether paying him. Yeah, I'm not trying to turn this into a debate of whether or not to pay him.
I just want him somehow, some way, I mean, to stay healthy for 5 minutes, because all of a sudden, and maybe, I mean, in the big picture, it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't. But that one yesterday would have mattered to a lot of people. A lot of people involved with the Bears. A lot of coaches involved with the Bears. That would have meant something to them. And you just aren't any good without him. You just are not an NFL cast of receivers without him. You can have guys that are bit guys, and maybe he'll be open here, and maybe they'll be looking so much at him, and maybe they'll do this.
And this is without your top draft pick, who is supposed to be the big difference maker to take the top off of defense.
Yeah,
I mean, you're in Jeffrey, you're talking about a guy with a very specialized skill too, that is not a run by everybody guy.
No,
it is not a change the shape of the defense guy. No. It's just I'm going to put it near you, and he's going to beat everybody up to the ball. Yeah. If you can't count on that, I mean, in Eddie Royal, I don't know. Who knows?
Is Eddie Royal, how many games did Eddie Royal actually play in? He's gone and has been gone. And I don't know that makes a difference. I don't know if he could have got open against that team. I'm not sure he would have been. Maybe the veteran savvy would have found him here and there. But all I know is that Jay didn't have anybody to really throw to. He had guys you could throw to, but he didn't have anybody you really look at and say, oh, man, yeah, he can get that. He can get that when he wants it.
Yeah, that sometimes with real receivers, you know you've got it before the snap.
Yeah.
You know from split. You know from alignment. Yeah. Why do you think they got to move Langford and split him out as a wide receiver just to get guys in patterns? Guys with some speed in pattern. You saw them having to do that. I mean, Gase has got nothing in his toolbox here.
No.
So with these star receivers, you watch a lot of games.
I do.
When you see Julio Jones has got a certain split against a certain defense, they know it from jump. Instead, what we're looking at is Cutler, 1-1,000, 2-1,000. Oh, get my ass out of the pocket. Keep my eyes downfield. My eyes are downfield. Oh, let's try that guy. You know, that's not, you're already playing from behind. You're already playing uphill. And that's with no penalties, too. That's when you're not off schedule in your play calling. And sure, they had their share of third and eights and third and nines, but and they've been terrific on third down this year, too, which is another element of really good defense. But it just underscores how undermanned they are against a real-ass team.
Yeah, I think if you took there's a lot of guys around in the NFL that are really just great players, and you took them away, it's difficult. I mean, you can fire all the Dallas quarterbacks, but a lot of the time Des Bryant wasn't there. I mean, and what do they do? They it's the same deal. It's the same thing there. They have nobody to throw to. I mean, look, he can get the ball. He can get the ball when he's being covered. He can get the ball. I mean, in a lot of different ways. He can't necessarily run by you. But he can get the ball in a lot of different ways, and he has the knack for being able to do it.
Well, they also set him up in the tunnel screens too. That there are, he's a damn good blocker. That's the other thing that you don't just miss his receiving. His size comes into play in the run game and getting a seal on that edge.
Yeah, but he's got to be. I mean, look, all the shots that people take and all the hits, and you see a lot of guys just getting damaged every week. I mean, with him, you don't see it. You don't know what's happening. He's hurt here, and this is pulled to get, and that is bothering. It's like, oh, come on. You know, come on. Everybody else in this team, you know, like McPhee is on one leg trying.
Yeah, I guess for me, the larger picture, it was a disappointing outcome, but there was nothing that happened in that game that changed the direction, in my opinion, of the overall arrow of where this Bears team is going. I think, in a positive direction.
Mm-hmm. No, it didn't. That's great.
It sucked because it took away our little flight of fancy, our little November pretense of contention. Although Hub says if they split, they're fine. He said he said yesterday before the game and with us that if they split these two, if they go out and take care of business against the Packers, and the Packers look like the Packers again.
They did.
But if you get some guys back, you can compete against them.
Yeah, I just see the same kind of stuff the Packers did yesterday working against the Bears just fine, too.
I agree.
You know, it's not like, they can't do that against the Bears. Yes, they can.
Unless the pass rush keeps getting home. If you get Bruce Gaston, Mitch Unrein, and boy, when Gaston dog-walked Mathis, that was just great. It looked to me like he must have seen something in his hand placement that he knew that he was just going to get back in a stance and just rocked his boat.
Yeah, they could use a little help there, though, too. I mean, that's a kind of an area that's, you're not really reliable about that, but I you know, if you're right, I think Hub's right, because a lot of teams that you thought lost again yesterday kept the whole thing kind of in a jumble, even at four wins.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen next on The Score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
Here's a snap, ball to deep right field.
Is the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave.
I want the brightest house on the block this holiday.
Well, you're in the right place, because your neighborhood Ace can help make it happen with a wide selection of the best and brightest holiday lights and decorations. We're talking traffic-stopping, head-turning.
Neighbor-topping?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry into Ace, your holiday connection for the right lights, including a 300-count Celebrations brand mini light set for $4.99 after $4 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Offer valid November 25th through 29th at participating stores. Store stock only. Limit 2. See store for details.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping.